The Running Won't Save You podcast season 3 is proudly sponsored by our friends, the Pick and Mix Ninjas at X Miles. How exactly is it possible to get 150 grams of carbs into your body without having a trail accident, I hear you ask? Well, I can't help you there, but what I can help you with is calculating what has 150 grams of carbs in it using the X Miles nutrition calculator, which is free on their website. You just go on there and add all the things that you feel like eating into the basket, and it'll tell you exactly how many carbs, how many proteins, how many sugars, how many calories, how many this, how many that in the nutrition calculator. It is honestly super, super handy and stops you having to read those tiny, tiny little bits of writing on the back of things. So, this season, our wonderful friends at X Miles, I keep referring to them as our wonderful friends, I don't even know if they like me, are giving us a 12-month subscription to X Plus, which is their membership platform, where customers can receive better pricing on single serves, free priority shipping, express order fulfillment, and 5% store credit whenever they go shopping, plus access to exclusive sales. They're giving us a 12-month subscription plus a nutrition bundle, which is a mystery bundle, like a tin of mystery meat in Lidl. This is a mystery bundle of nutrition. If you want to enter the competition, you can go to our Instagram page, which is Running Won't Save You Pod on Instagram. Click and enter the competition. This competition is running till the end of June. Or if you just want to go on there and order some Vela Forte, Tailwinds, Squirrel's Nut Butter, Active Root, High Five, Low Five, Medium Five, whatever five it is that you want to order, whatever food it is you want to order, whatever nutrition it is you're looking for, then head to the website, put it all into the nutrition calculator, put it all in your basket, and enter the code RWSY1010 at the checkout for 10% off. Thanks, guys. We love you. You're amazing. Honestly, I've probably used X Miles more than any other website in the last sort of 10 weeks prepping for the spine. It's great. It's quick. It's easy. And it is cheap. On with the podcast. Hello, welcome to the, what is it called again? Oh yeah, Ronnie Won't Save You podcast. Season 3, episode 4, with me, Ali Bailey, and my co-host and film star. Yeah.
Oh, Holly Staples.
So you can't just do jazz hands. You've got to do.
Sorry, I think it's like, I keep thinking it's on, you know, it's actually a film.
This is an audio format, so. Film star.
BAFTA
nominated.
Have you, just so you know, Ali still hasn't slept since the spike. Hence her delirium already, because she's forgotten the name of the podcast, which actually, on that note, I would like to rename this podcast after a brilliant quote. I think it was either Damo or you, but the new name for the podcast is Wet, Warm and Hard.
I think we'll get loads more listeners.
I know.
Loads.
We need to have an explicit warning for YouTube.
We need that anyway.
Not YouTube, whatever we are, Spotify.
Can I just tell you something that happened to me on the flight home yesterday? Ryanair. I got on the flight. I'm very tired. I got in at 3 o'clock this morning. And I was on B. I was in number B. So you get A, B, C, don't you, on a row. A at the window, then B, C. I was on B and my sister was on C. And we were sitting there having a nice time. And then the man from A turns up and he is absolutely shit-faced.
Oh, like,
and he's got three bottles of booze wrapped in like
brown paper.
But one of them is open. It's like, all right, girls. Yeah, great. And who's got the shot glasses? Because I got this bottle of Bacardi. The guy was the, like, man, what's he called? The flight attendant was standing there, and I was like, not really. I'm a recovering alcoholic. Thinking, oh fuck. And he was like, I'm a fucking alcoholic as well. Yeah, we can get on it together. And I was like, oh my god, I'm sat next to a fucking alcoholic who's actually functioning and has a half a bottle of 2 liter bottle of Bacardi open, which you're not allowed on a plane, are you?
What time was this as well?
This was a 7:45 PM flight.
Okay,
it wasn't like fine. It wasn't midnight flight. And no. I was like, oh shit. And I actually started, and he sat down and he's like, who's got the shot glasses? And he was like swigging from this bottle of Bacardi. I could smell it on him. I was shitting myself. Like, I proper just flew into panic.
I was really scared, and
Yeah.
I was like, "Can you stop doing that?" He's like, "No, come on, let's have a party." I was like, "Can you? I'm being serious. I'm an alcoholic. Can you please stop doing that? Like, you have to stop doing that. Please stop doing that." And then I
Yeah.
realized I started to go into plead mode, and fucking, that was awful. And I just looked at my sister and like started to cry because I just did not know what else to do. I'm 43. She's fucking 43. Like, sister's in her 50s. Please, can you help me, Janie? Oh, she was so good. She just grabbed the fucking nearest like flight attendant. I was like, "We have to move now."
Yeah.
And he just started being like, "Oh no, I've upset you. I don't want to upset you. I just want people to like me. I'm a cokehead as well. I can't
Exactly.
fucking help." I'm like, "Please stop talking to me," because like the smell of the Bacardi was like coming off him. Then I was like,
Yeah.
"I'm a bad alcoholic because I'm not helping him," but I couldn't because I was like, "We're
You
so
can't
close
help them at
together.
that point. Yeah.
We're so close together." It was horrible, but the flight attendant did move us after about 15 minutes of waiting for everyone to get on the plane, and it was absolutely horrendous. So good work, good customer service, Ryanair. But that was not. I feel like I've got a hangover this morning, you know, when you're really tired.
Yeah.
It was just fucking awful.
That happened to me on a Virgin.
They didn't throw him off the plane. I was like, he's got a fucking open 2 liter glass bottle of Bacardi.
Shouldn't have even been allowed on. Oh, that
No.
happened to me flying to America with my dad. I was 12 and we weren't sitting together for some reason, probably because my dad had asked for that. And
Your dad was in business and you were in
it's
economy.
hardly God, he was fucking helping out in the kitchen probably because he couldn't afford it. And I was in on what, you know, I was sitting on my own, and yeah, and I just had loads of pissed lads all around me, like falling on top of me and everything. And the flight attendant, this was a long time ago, bearing in mind I was 12 then, flight attendant was just giving them more alcohol. It was just like crazy shit.
Also, what do they do? Like, because if he starts to kick off, because I felt like he's going to kick off, he just wanted to talk to me and apologize. And I was like, "I do understand, but I can't have you near me." And I was like, "What are they going to do? Like, you know, the dead people, they put it down the middle of the plane, they open a hatch, put a dead person into the middle of the plane. They do that with the drunk people. What do they do with them? What if he kicks off? Like, this plane's pretty fucking small."
I think
Yeah.
they just lock him in the toilet, don't they? Just leave him
What
there.
they do?
Flush him, get him flushed down. I don't know. But yeah, it's pretty grim. And yeah, I mean, why anyone wants to
Horrible.
get on a plane and get absolutely smashed on a plane, like especially transatlantic, is nothing most.
He was an alcoholic. Like, he was one. I could see it in his eyes, and he kept saying to me that he was one, and I just kept being like, "I should I be helping him?" But then I was like, then he turned from being really apologetic to slightly nasty to like, "I'm not a
Yeah.
bad person." I said, "I have not said you're a bad person. I just need you to
Yeah.
stop talking to me." And he just turned around and stopped talking to me. "But I'm a good person. I've just got loads of problems. My mum died 4 months ago." I'm like, "Oh my God, please stop."
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's sad, isn't it?
It was
It's just
awful.
sod's law that he came and sat next to you.
I know my sister's like,
Poor
"That's the
guy.
literally the worst thing that could possibly have happened on this fucking flight." And I'm like, "Not the worst thing. It could crash."
Anyway, you're home now. You're back with the pie. You got pie with you?
No, I'm just checking how far we skipped in is because I need to go pick her up from Auntie Kirsty took us to an Airbnb for a holiday.
Of course, yeah. Auntie Kirsty got rid of her dog and took Pie away
Yeah.
for her own special holiday.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean,
I have many pop dates from Pi. There's been quite a lot of anger, and because she's had to work, she's been having to work for the WMRA, actually did writing press releases and stuff. So Pickle has had to make some fun on her own. So she's been playing with the doll's house. She got annoyed when Kirsty wouldn't play table football with her. She's
I
been
bet
playing
she did.
Twister.
Barking.
She's been for a couple of walks, a couple of sniffy walks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting my baby pee back.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say, obviously, because I've only like had a few little voice notes for your messages. This is the first time I have to speak to you and actually hold you down and see your face. Because everyone listening, I just want you to let you know that Ali gets quite angsty with me after the race because I congratulate her and tell her how amazing she is, and say stuff like, "Please stop being so self-deprecating." And she gets really angry with me saying it. So I just have to leave her and let her like stew in it for a bit. And now she has to confront me because we're on the podcast, and she absolutely hates it inside. I can see it in her face. If you can see it on her face, people, it's just she's like pretending to smile, but inside she wants to rage.
No, I just want to end the call.
Sorry, internet down.
Oh no, the internet's gone down.
I do that with certain clients.
I
But
have
yeah,
done that before as well.
that's the first time I've seen her. So yeah, I just want to say, fucking good job. That's all.
Thanks. Good, that's that done. Okay, let's talk about success.
The other thing I was saying to everyone all the way for the last couple of hours, I kept on sending her screenshots, which probably really pissed you off, didn't it?
Can't remember.
of what people you need to have a look of what
Oh
people are
yeah.
saying to me about also on social media.
Oh yeah, I don't. Yeah, I can't get into
Like
that.
she's shit, she needs to be quicker. Why isn't she
Yeah.
moving faster? Stuff like
Same questions I was asking myself.
that.
What is that fucking phenomenon? You probably don't get it. Laura Revelling gets it.
What's
So
that?
I messaged Laura because I was like, I feel like I'm the last person on the course. I feel like I'm the slowest person that's ever lived.
No, I had that UTMB. I swear, I thought I was last.
So what the fuck is that?
It's, well, lack of sleep, lack of energy. I don't know what it is. I think it's because, especially if you've not seen anyone,
Yeah, that's it.
obviously.
Oh my God, it was so lonely.
Yeah.
Do you remember that Akon? Was it Akon that released that song that went, "Lonely, I am
I'm
so
so lonely.
lonely"?
That'd be awful to have that playing all the way. Can you
Thank God I
imagine?
didn't think about that on Hadrian's Wall. It starts
I think I'd have
playing in my
just,
head.
yeah, just bludgeoned myself on Hadrian's Wall.
But
I
like
love
that feeling of I am
Hadrian's Wall.
so fucking. You love Hadrian's Wall,
I loved what you were talking about at Hadrian's Wall. That's really funny.
right? Well, I was gonna say if
Hadrian's
you
Wall
love
could be
Hadrian's Wall, you're no
fucked.
friend of mine.
I don't know it intimately, I'll be
It's
honest.
horrible. It's a ridiculous piece of equipment. No wonder they cut down Sycamore Gap. I imagine they were going for the whole wall because
I
it's
saw
fucking
that.
stupid.
I went to see 28 Days Later last night. Love
Oh, is
it.
it good? We did it. We went to
Yeah.
see 28 years later.
I mean, to... that's a different.
Grandma.
Yeah, and of course, they showed the tree in it, which is sad.
They? Oh, I really want to go
Yeah.
see it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really, really good. Especially the end. It's so Danny Boyle. You know he's made it. It's really, really good. Loved it.
Oh, great. Yeah, that phenomenon of I am the slowest person on the course when you're winning. And the worst thing is everything points to, no, you're not. Like, there's literally the evidence in front of you. No, you're
Or there's
not
someone
slowest.
right behind you
Yeah.
and they're going to overtake you and you're just like this running.
Yeah.
You're not really going anywhere. You're basically running. You're like one of those bugs which stuck in jam
Yeah.
and you're trying. I have dreams about that where I'm like trying to run but I'm going really slowly.
Yeah, it's quite a phenomenon, isn't it?
But you weren't. You had plenty of time, as I kept telling you. You had miles to the next person and yeah, you got it done. I mean, obviously there was a big failure because you were an hour outside of your time, which I was going to send you, but I knew that you'd go mad. But I know I can tell you that as a joke because you're quite like that because it'd be something for you to be
I
negative
just, yeah,
about.
that time was absolute unicorn.
I know that you want this is all about success, and I am going to make this about success. But I would like to, before we go any further as well, I would like to just, I've done a little bit of research.
Good.
And I looked at, this is quite interesting. Loved this about the tracker. Dwell times.
Oh, I love a dwell time.
A dwell, and I love the way it's
No,
called, I
hey
love the way it's called
athletes,
dwell
with
time.
your coaches, yeah. Do know we can see the dwell time. I didn't even stop. I went for weeds and
Yeah.
bushes. I didn't even go to the aid stations. I don't
No.
understand how I've been timed out. Like, I only spent like 1 minute there. Like, oh no, I just, no, this is ridiculous. Yeah, the dwell time says 4.5 hours at
Four
the
and a half
checkpoint.
days.
So it's the
The
same with
dwell.
Strava when you look at
Yes,
lapse
moving
time
time.
versus moving time. It's like you were moving for the same time that you elapsed. Like,
You
so what were you
spent
doing?
30 minutes taking photographs on your run, didn't you? Like,
Me?
no, not you,
Them?
but
Oh.
someone else. That's why I don't do Strava, because mine would just be like full of dog poo stops, taking pictures,
It's
dwell.
really handy, the dwell time at an aid
Dwell time is
station.
really useful because you can actually see as well where you can make improvements or things to be changed. And actually, yours was really good. It was impressive. But what I will say, here we go. This is the North. Men and women dwell times.
Oh, hang on a minute. How did you get this?
Oh, I've
These
got it
are
all. I've got it.
averages.
Do you think that I just don't? I don't. I'm a coach. I love all this stuff. So I
You
sit down
do like
straight.
stats, so I can't be bothered. I'm like, that's done. On to the next thing.
No, I'm actually not a really big stat. I'm not as statty as some people, really not. I don't care about your freaking heart rate for this because it won't be relevant.
Didn't wear my heart rate monitor anyway. I didn't want to get a suntan mark.
Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Dwell time, this was for the north. I just did it for the north and I did it for the actual spine, the whole spine, which you're doing next year still. Ali, you had 6 hours and 17 minutes of dwell time, which I'm sure you know.
No, I don't. I haven't looked yet because
Okay.
I've been so in a little daze of like I just need to rest. Six
Oh,
hours,
okay, good.
17 minutes. Is that all?
Yeah.
Are all the checkpoints? Fucking good one, Ali. You absolute ledge. Because I
Good.
planned.
But we can improve on that, but we'll
Yeah,
come
but I
back to that.
planned 3 hours at
I
absence
know,
of
but you didn't,
sleep, three
and you
hours at
didn't.
Bellingham, and I didn't.
You didn't, exactly. And that's something else we need to get back to. But anyway, second, 7 hours and 30 minutes. So actually, the women were all quite close, but you were over an hour you saved there.
Yeah.
Third was 7 hours.
Oh, so just
Yeah.
slower.
Yeah.
Was third Viv? Who was the third?
I'll have to go back. I can't
There was a
remember.
gaggle of girls. Kate, I think it was
No,
Kate, Viv, and someone else. And so
I don't think.
they were hanging out together. So theirs will all be the same.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I think that's there were third or fourth. Men's.
There we go. Faff time. Man faff time.
Oh. First, 1 hour 49. That,
Shut
if you
up.
think a bit that about the time difference, that is where you. If you think about, so if he'd have actually done the same amount of time as you and all the other guys, you would have all been much closer, obviously. But it's really interesting. So he did 1 hour and 49.
Is that all?
Yeah. Second, 4 hours 13.
Oh.
Third, now third had a bit of a 3 hours 30, so he got slower.
Right.
The second obviously made up time. And then people. This is interesting. Six, I did actually went further
It's
down.
dwell time at every place. So like,
Yes, everything.
so
It's a combination.
even hot one and hot two.
Everything.
Okay, great. But it doesn't show you people, it doesn't show you laying down on the trail for 10 minutes. It just shows you the hut, it just
Just
shows you the
going.
checkpoints,
Yeah,
right?
checkpoints, dwell time. Yeah, that's true. So if you'd had a nap, that would be on there as well. But then that's everyone's. And now this is what another thing I thought I'd look at. I'd look at men who came in around you at the same time. I wanted to see what their dwells times were. So that was sixth, eighth, and ninth. Because he was seventh, everyone.
7, 8, 9. Why was 6 scared of 7? 7, 8, 9.
Well, because I did six, you're seven, eight, nine, right? The sixth did 5 hours 14.
Oh, that's all
Bearing
right.
in mind you did 6 hours 17.
Yeah.
Eighth, 1 hour 13. That didn't work for him.
Fucking hell, he must have been absolutely shagged. That's not even enough time to
Exactly.
have two proper meals.
Exactly. That's
Change of
where he was wrong.
socks.
Ninth, 8 hours 21. So
Oh, he had a right old laugh, didn't he?
he was moving faster.
He had a holiday.
Okay, now let's have a look at the spine, which is 268, 265 miles, whatever. The overall winner, who is a woman, who is 55,
Oh yeah, did you see the fe I mean, I
loved
love
it.
the bloke that came in first. I can't help but think he did look a little bit fucked off that 55-year-old woman had beaten him. Oh, a one that's been injured for 3 years.
Yeah, you would be, wouldn't
Well
you?
done, Anna. What an absolute masterclass in fast hike running.
And
Fuck
the
me.
socks he wore, the socks, it was so Harry
But the
Potter.
whole fucking thing.
Yeah, amazing.
What a legend. Well done, Anna.
I'd done that post literally, I think the day before, about how women are fucking elite and everything. And
Yeah.
then Anna was just like, she hadn't even seen the post. It's not like I'd sent it to her and said, like, you need to do this because I put this post up. It was just all perfect. And then you winning, oh, it was just brilliant. So here you go. Anna Troop. How long do you think her dwell time was?
I reckon she did what the whole spine. I reckon her dwell time is 8 hours.
5 hours 39.
Fucking hell.
That's how you win the spine. Men's winner. Who was third?
13 hours.
8 hours 43.
Ah.
So there you go. And then in comparison, so I had Rob, who you've met, because you just both
Did Rob do the full spine?
did the full spine.
Good work, Rob. Well done, mate.
And I was giving him updates on you because that was really helping him. He was loving it.
Oh,
But
good.
he had really bad, and Adam, obviously. He had
Oh,
really.
Adam did so well.
Adam, 20th. Bloody hell.
We
Amazing.
did a workshop, a winter, a summer spine workshop, and there was loads of people in the workshop who were doing the summer spine. So they were all in the group. Some of them DNF'd, a couple of them DNF'd very early. They're like, "Don't, can't fucking do this." One of them, Katie, was almost last. So we had 7 days of like, "Go on, Katie." Adam was in that group. So we were getting updates from Ian, who was on one of the checkpoints, and all the people that were working in the group. And the
Yes,
whole group, like Damien, me, Mel, Lou, Kev, everybody that had like taken them on this course, we were all behind. Everyone was behind each other. So we're doing a winter spine one as well. So if anybody wants to do a winter spine course in November, when the spine actually comes, you get all this support. And it really makes a difference, doesn't it? To know that
yeah,
there's people that you've met who really give a fuck. But
100%.
Adam looked like a rock star. He looked fresh. He looked happy.
Amazing.
Yeah, he did so well. Well done, Adam. Good
Yeah,
work.
well done, Adam. He didn't. I don't think he realised how good he was until I was like, wow, I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. And thank you for the photographs. And then Rob had, yeah, he had proper feet issues like you were talking about. Really interesting. And another thing I wanted to deep dive on at some point was the old foot issues, and that happened to him very early on as well. And his dwell time,
Yeah.
29 hours.
Fucking hell, Rob.
So he had some proper long kips.
Yeah, you'd have to spend 6 hours at the checkpoint.
Yeah, I think he did a couple of 5 hours. And yeah, but he was really suffering. But the crazy thing was the last day, absolutely, I'm not joking, he was probably one of the, a bit like you last year, the last spine I think you did, which was the one where you closed really quickly. He had the same. He closed really quick because he suddenly felt much better. I
Yeah.
don't know, mental thing as well, but he was running really, like he kept, you know how the tracker says, oh, he'll be in, it said he'd be in at 1 minute past midnight. So I was talking to him saying like, you need to get in under midnight. That is your thing. He got in at 11:15.
Bloody hell.
He closed really, really quick. But yeah, he just had the real, yeah, the foot issues, really bad foot issues. But apart from that, he said he felt physically and really, really strong. So he was just disappointed that he just couldn't move very well because of his feet. But
The feet
yeah.
issues are. I
And
can't.
what's the answer to that? I
Well, I've
mean,
not met anyone that hasn't had them, that's done that
no.
recently, that's been like, oh yeah, my feet are absolutely fine. Now, usually my feet are absolutely fine. In the winter spine, there's the waterproof sock versus a non-waterproof sock debate. But in the summer spine, that's not going to work because your
The
feet are
heat.
so fucking hot. So
Yeah.
they were wet from the start. They were wet from the off. The bogs were quite deep, and very, very wet. And then but the ground underneath was hard. It was rock hard.
Yeah.
So you're getting sore
Wet, warm
feet,
and hard.
wet, warm, and hard. Everybody, like, and I don't know what I could have done better to look after my feet. I honestly don't know what I could have done better. Like, I probably could have, like, when that first blister burst, I probably could have not sat in a wet field with a load of fleecy web in the pissing rain trying to strap my feet in the pissing rain. I could have been a bit less dramatic and maybe done it in the dry. I don't know. But the thing is, I was like, this is pointless anyway because it's just going to come off, and it did just come off. So it was just a question of suck it up, buttercup, and crack on. And they're now like. Like they're at that point where all the skin has come off the bottom of them, and you're like, this is horrible because it's sore. But they just
Is
feel
it dry?
really sore. Yeah, but it's like they're very deep blisters, so you need to keep them covered because I don't want the skin. Sorry, everyone, this is
Yeah.
disgusting, but I don't want it coming off or peeling it off because it will start to bleed. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
So I'm just leaving it. The sea was good for it, but they're sore. The balls of my feet are sore from like just being pounded. And it was really
Yeah.
interesting on holiday because my sister was this is big up to my sister Janie. She's doing the Dragon 100 in 4 weeks, which is her first hundred. She tried the Ultra 100. She didn't train properly. She DNF'd it. She has trained her fucking tits off for this race. She's actually got a coach. She's doing it properly. And she trained while we were in on holiday. She went out 2 days, did her runs like she should, no moaning, which was amazing. And instead of having FOMO, I was like, fill your boots. I don't want to go. I'm not interested in going. My feet are too sore. And I don't feel like I'm ready to go. And that's a really new feeling for me. It was just like, I want to rest. I just
And
have to fucking rest.
that's the other thing I was going to say to you. And again, I said, I literally had this conversation with Pete this morning. Because I said, I thought, oh my God, is she doing this podcast from holiday? And then I said, what's really interesting is looking at your stories and just what you've been saying is in the past, you've been within probably 3 days genuinely wanting to go and do something,
Yeah.
but which is mad as far as I'm concerned. But this time, and actually last time a little bit as well, you've been like, actually, no, there's no way, which is great, thank God. And I think that's because you achieved what you set out to do,
Yeah.
and I think that, and you work really hard and you're tired mentally and
Yeah.
physically. Like, I've got, if you've done, if you, I think if you're satisfied and you've done well, there's no need to go out and hurt yourself again. I hope that's what it is, anyway.
Well, last time I went to, after the spine south, when I went
And
to
you're
Lanzarote,
tired.
I went out running with sister. I went up the
No.
mountains. This time I'm like, nah, I'm tired, but I need to get some exercise because I've done some swimming, I've done some pedaloing because I just feel fucking, you get really lethargic because you're just like, I need to get some exercise to start this moving again. And I'm
Yeah.
going to the lakes at the weekend to help the lads with their recces on the Lake the 100.
You're gonna do some hiking.
I'm going to some hiking with a dog. I'm going to
Yeah,
probably
that's
do like
fine.
couple of hours hiking baby pee, I might jog down a hill, see how it feels, but that's it. Nothing official. Nothing
Yeah.
official. Nothing else
I
drama.
mean, there's no way I wanted to do anything off Speed Project. I literally took 2 weeks of absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and all the other thing is, I'm like, n now you're going to go into the fucking Dragon's Back block, and that is going to be really hard. So you enjoy this mother this bit because
100%,
you're
because in
going to
a
go into something really nasty next, and
6 weeks'
so.
time, you'll be thinking, why the hell did I not take more rest? And also, another thing which I have to remind you of, and I remind myself, I went yesterday for a DEXA bone scan because I demanded I should have them every 5 years because my bone density, everyone, is not very good from years of abuse and stupidity. And I went to have my bone scan yesterday because I thought I've not had, touch wood, a fracture since 2018. And that was when I decided to change so many things in my life, mainly my marriage, but things like
Think your
lifting.
marriage made your bones weak?
Oh God, yeah. Stress.
Stress, yeah.
Yeah.
Stress. It's hard in here, I've been here before.
Lifting, eating more protein, all of that stuff, running off-road more. So I went to get my bone scan, my scan yesterday, and I'll wait for the results, but it's a reminder because I'm just thinking, wow, I can't believe I haven't had, I'm gonna touch wood again, any of those fractures with what I've been putting myself through. But it's because I changed everything, the way I look after myself. I take rest much more. It's really important. So, after you've ran a long, long way, you're hormonally as well, just in a mess. The other thing is HRT, I think, has really helped me.
Oh, same. I've only been on it 2 or 3 weeks now, but I am so much chill, more chill, and I don't
Does
have
it
the
really
rage
help bone
anymore.
density because your hormones, because your
Oh,
estrogen is?
so much more chill, so much more chill, so
Yeah.
chilled,
I'm just
so
going to do an hour of
fucking chill. Yeah,
pedaloing.
I'm just gonna chill out and have a chill time, eat some little tiny cakes.
Got 5 billion of them.
Yeah, 5 million little tiny cakes. So yeah, the rest is good, and I think I wrote in my post. I just feel, honestly, if we're going to do a big fucking review of how I did, I'm not sure where I can. I think I can make up time on the dwell time because actually I've learned that I don't need to factor in sleep. I can sleep on the trail. I'm very good little trail napper, and I had three little bivvy nap tra on the trail, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And I was like straight asleep and straight up again, and I was like that served me a good few hours. So even if my nap on the trail was like an hour,
Yeah.
that's better than the faff of going into fucking
Exactly.
Alston, getting changed, getting in a bed,
Having
crunchy, crunchy.
power.
Like, that's it. All I need
That's
to use those checkpoints for is food. I need to go in there, have a three
exactly.
course meal, and leave. That's it.
This is exactly okay. So this is part of the podcast successes, okay? Successes and not failures, but things you can learn from. And I think that's the thing without me knowing exactly how you felt, but I think listening to the podcast and just looking, another thing I did viewers yesterday.
Deciphering the nonsense of that podcast, that's quite a difficult thing to do because it was
Yeah,
like a
that was just,
horrible fever dream. It was like the
oh
end of Requiem for a Dream, that podcast.
no, I just say it was like second night in a nightclub when I've taken 18 pills and
Yeah.
I'm talking to
All
someone
right,
I'm
mate, do you want to go
right,
outside and have a chat? That's what it
and we're
was
best
like.
friends and I've never met you before, but you're just
Yeah.
telling me everything.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing is, yeah, listening to that, and also the other thing I did yesterday, because I just wanted to remind myself, I watched your Ali film
My
when
Arc
you
of
did
Attrition film.
our condition, and it's like I'm watching someone else. It's so weird.
Yeah,
You're
no.
so different, even just the way I wanted to what scream at watching you in that podcast, and what you were doing at checkpoints, and what you're saying. It's like you're a totally different person. It's like, wow. And I remember when you did the arc, and I was like, I really want to get hold of you
That
because,
was my breaking. That was my. That was
yeah.
my. That was why I'm not fucking getting anywhere with this. So I've got
Yeah,
exactly the same result as I got before.
exactly.
It was
And it was just the things
ridiculous.
you were saying, and oh my God. Anyway, so the checkpoint thing, yeah, you're right. And I think. And I know a lot of people do this, but like going into a checkpoint, eating loads of food, which was amazing. So you got the down to like two lasagnas, and then having a shower, I wouldn't be able to sleep after that. So for me, I was able to sleep straight away. But I mean, I didn't wash once through in the Speed Project. I didn't do anything like that because I just was like, when I need to sleep, and that was advice from you and Damo, when I need to sleep, I'm just going to literally go in and get into bed and sleep. And that's what I did, and then I could sleep straight away. I was that tired, and I think that almost having those pre-planned sleeps. But I know it's to do with the checkpoints because the thing is, you're gonna those. It's not like you've got a van you can fall asleep in. But if you can nap on the trail, then that I think is the way to go.
I think winter spine will be different because it'll be
Yeah,
cold,
100%. Yeah.
but For me, it's getting the first most important thing is get the food in, and then I feel like the sleep helps you to fix your body.
Yeah.
It was helping to fix my body, so the food was in, and then even just the laying down for half an hour was fixing it. It was everything was being
Yeah.
fixed a little bit. The shower thing I learned at the winter downs, and actually it really gives me a massive boost because I'm like I'm really that's I can re-lube everything. I feel much better. So if I have the opportunity, it takes me 2 minutes for a shower. That's it. Like literally wash it off, put on the new kit, get yourself all nice and lovely,
Is
right?
it worth showering after the sleep, though, as opposed to
No,
before?
because I had shower, put on my new kit, go to sleep, then get straight up and leave. Or like get straight up and go downstairs instead of faffing about, spending the morning. So when you
I
wake
think it would
up,
wake
faffing
me up
about.
to shower, that's the thing.
Possibly, but it served me well. A lot of people don't do it, but I'm like, it serves me well. It's something to look
Yeah.
forward to. So,
Yeah, more showers.
yeah, we'll see what happens. But I won't have this at Dragon's Back because there's nothing at the aid stations. So they're literally water stations. So there's no dwell. There's no need to dwell. So I won't be able to do this until the winter spine. So we'll see what happens because if it's really cold and wet, it's hard to find somewhere to sleep. Having said that, there's churches, there's barns, there's outhouses,
Yeah.
and I've seen them all. So I'm like, I've got my eye on that one, and that one, and I will sleep in a barn. Like I'm not got a problem with sleeping in a barn.
Well, can we just quickly talk about things that you think went well, as in like training stuff where you felt like actually this served me well, and maybe things that you think you need to work on or anything?
Success.
Yeah, success.
The stair stepper.
Stairmaster, yeah.
Stairmaster always works because when you're going up those constant ups, especially 130 miles in, I just like this is the stair stepper in real life, and you don't stop because you don't stop on the stair stepper. If you stop on the stair stepper, you will fall off it. So if you can keep going 45 minutes to an hour with a bag on your back, just keep going rhythmically,
Yeah.
you get up there much quicker than if you're dragging your fucking sorry ass up there at like a pace that you're walking Sainsbury's at. The interval sessions, speed sessions worked really well because I was able to
You're just
like
faster
call on
generally.
them. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
able to call on that when you're like I can't do it. You're like you fucking can do it.
Yeah.
I didn't have any aches. I didn't have any problems with my quads or my glutes. The hamstring tendinopathy, the gluteal tendinopathy, whatever it was, hurt for the first 20 miles.
And
Then
it
that
went
went
away.
away
Yeah, it
because
does.
other
Yeah.
things started to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
But I think that all of that, like you have done so much stuff in training that you thought you couldn't do. Now you fucking crack on with it. And do you remember I sent you a message? I haven't listened to the messages, but I sent you a message on Hadrian's Wall. I was like, I fucking hate this. It's awful. I'm not doing the winter spine. I genuinely fucking hated it at that point and was like, I think that I'm breaking my own rules. I hate this so much that I want to stop. But I didn't hate it so much that I wanted to stop at all. And you said to me, this is why you do this stuff. This is what you've come for. And you're absolutely right. That is what you come for, isn't it? You come for that feeling of I can't fucking do it. But I am doing it. So yeah, I think it was the speed and also obviously the strength because my fucking legs are so strong. Like they're so strong. They're such little strong hippo legs. Like they're fine. Everything's fine. The only problem is my feet.
Yeah, which everyone had. It was just one of those things. And unfortunately, yeah, what do you do about that? And it's a real bugger, isn't it? Because you think, wow, if my feet had stayed dry, or if I didn't have those issues with my feet, what could I have done? But the thing is, everyone was in the same situation. It's just one of those things, and it's uncontrollable. Like we said, we can't problem solve that at the moment. Maybe in the future, but yeah, that's great. I mean, again, comparatively to that arc, you were in a massive negative headspace a lot of the time, and that was just 100 miles.
Yep.
You
I
know,
wonder what I could do at
and
the
the other
arc
thing I
now.
loved
I mean,
is,
we'll never know what I could do at the arc now,
I
so I will
know.
refuse to ever go
I
near
know that's
anything
the
near there.
sad thing, because the end of the arc, you say Ali wants to go back and go under through at 30 hours, and it's like that's a shame. Because and it was
Can't.
lovely watching the arc film about how the arc it how it was. But and then the other thing was seeing you at the start, you came to the front, but also starting in like a 1500 meter pose with your watch. That was good to see, and going off quite fast. I loved that.
I
I said
just
to
went
Dave, I was
really
like, "She's
fast and
starting
went round the
to
corner really fast. And then I was like, oh, I've got to
look
fucking hold on to this. Oh, shit.
The other thing we said as well was like, "Oh, Damo's done some good work with the old pack, because the pack was probably smaller than the arc pack."
Oh, yeah.
That was really, really good. That was the other thing in the arc where you were saying about all the stuff you were taking. Oh God, this was so funny. Like, you wouldn't
Please
take
don't.
that now for the spine.
No, don't watch that film. You don't need to watch that film. You don't need to
Oh,
watch
it's
that film.
brilliant. And also just the clothing that you're wearing. You were wearing shorts to start with and a vest.
Yeah, I kept my shorts on the whole time, apart from when I had to put waterproof trousers on at Crossfell because I thought I was going to die. I didn't put my leggings on once. Just kept my
Did you
shorts on.
not?
No. Just put my waterproof trousers on because I was moving quite quick, so I was keeping warm,
Yeah,
but it was just
yeah,
fucking windy. So
yeah.
I put on a lot of tops. There were lots of different tops being worn. But
Yeah.
all in all, everyone had a
Okay,
nice
good.
time. It was good.
Success.
Success. Other successes this week. Producer Julius went out and did the Capitol Ring
Yes, I
on his
saw
own
that.
with his friend Brad, which was good because he's been trying to do that for 2 years. And the first year was when he was drinking, so he ended up in the pub after 12 miles. The
Oh.
second year, I think it was too hot and his sister made him pull the plug. And then this year, it was too hot, but he still did it. And so I'm very proud of him. So he managed to finish 78-mile Capitol Ring. Round of
How long did
applause for
that
Julius.
take?
Took him quite a long time. I think it took him 26 hours. But he
Okay.
had the dogs with him for the first marathon. He was taking it easy. He was having a nice time. The funniest thing about that is they ran out of water. Obviously, they kept running out of water, and it was the middle of the night, so they crashed a wedding reception. They just walked into a wedding reception. You know,
Having wedding
Julius, he's
crashes.
dressed like a fucking penguin or whatever he's wearing. His flancy boy shorts, just walked into a wedding reception and took some water.
I'm sure at that point of the night, no one would have noticed who he was anyway, what he was
Exactly,
doing there.
exactly. And then Gemma, who I've been coaching since last season, the season before, she went out into the Epona, and she stopped at. I can't remember, I think it's about mile 60. She decided to stop, but she's absolutely fine with it. She's going to send me a voice note for next time. And the reason I'm talking about this as a success is because she is like, I have stopped having fun. And she's,
Yeah.
it's a really interesting thing because I always think, are you sure you're okay with it? Are you sure? Because you always ask, don't you? Are you sure? But then I know what it's like to be sure because I've been sure when I've stopped races. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not having a good time. This is bullshit. And she knows already because she's done the course already. And she's just, the stuff that she's put online, she's just a different person from the person that would have beaten themselves up and called themselves a piece of shit. And she's like, just really like, no, it's cool. I'm at peace with it. That's what I wanted to do. I did enough. I've had enough. I've had a nice day. I'm going to go home. And I'm just like, that's really what it's about, isn't it? You don't need to
Yeah.
brutalize yourself. We're not here to brutalize ourselves. It is
No.
hard. Of course, it's fucking hard. If you want to finish, by all means, finish. But if you've had enough, you are allowed to stop. And that is a fucking success in looking after yourself and the strength, such a massive amount of strength to be able to say, I've had enough, I'm going to stop.
Yeah, exactly. It is, if you can make that call and be okay with it afterwards, and you know it's the right thing, then it was the right thing. And you just got to draw a line on it and then make plans for the next thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Bum chafing. Let's talk about bum chafing in women.
Oh yeah, I know all
Men
about that.
might want to turn this off.
Are we talking about front bum or back bum?
Actual bum where the poo comes out.
Okay, yeah.
Then my sister will talk about this on holiday because we're having some very, very interesting conversations. Do you think that it's caused by bum hair? Should we get all the hair on our bums waxed off? And yes, people, we do have hair on our bums. Thoughts?
You mean I'll be
I
honest,
thought
I
Holly would know the answer to this.
no, because actually I know all about that chafing. That's why I say to everyone, take wet wipes. And it was one of my big concerns on TSP because obviously there weren't many places for me to take a wild poo. It was literally an open wide poo because it's, as you know, those roads and those deserts, there's nothing to hide from.
And they're fucking rock solid. You need a pneumatic drill to make a hole.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. There's nothing happening there. So for me, I was a bit worried about that. So I took a lot of wet wipes and I got through a lot of wet wipes. But for me, actually, I don't tend to, I rarely get the old butt chafing because I always have
Oh.
wet wipes. What I do get, sorry, listeners,
What are you going to call it? Choose your words carefully.
if I don't look after myself hygienically in the hoo-hoo area, the lady garden, then that gets very inflamed.
The magic
So,
circle.
that's nothing magic about it after a race. If you don't look after that properly, so at UTMB, where I had, so the UTMB was an issue, that's where I had the shits from 30K in and I was being sick, but I had that all got very bad. It's so bad that I had to sit in a like glacial river for like 24 hours afterwards because it was
Oh.
painful and so inflamed. It was like, you know, like, sorry, this is
Was
really
it from
gross.
weeing?
Yeah, from weeing. So
Yeah, so I've had this where it's
it's like
from
nappy
weeing.
lap rash,
Yeah,
like
and
as
it's
if you're a
like the
baby.
acid from the wee gets onto your lady parts
Yeah,
and
and you
just
get
eats away at
inflamed
them.
Flamed lips,
Yeah.
basically.
And it is so sore. And then you can't stop weeing, can you? Because if you stop weeing, that's a fucking problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I've had that. And it's abs. And so what I found really helpful for that is the Nixie body pants, because they're very, very absorbent. The
Yeah.
period pants, they absorb it all. So it takes it away from the wee hole. And let's be
Stink of
fucking
piss.
honest. When you get to the point where you're like 160 miles in, I was just
You
pulling down
can't.
my fucking pants, bending over and aiming, because I was like,
Yeah,
fuck
I
it.
pee like a cow. It's the
You
cow
just
thing.
lose all ability to be able to. I'm not getting my fucking wet wipes out. I can't be bothered with that shit. Like, it's, oh, I've got to put it away. I've got to put it in a dog poo bag. It's just, you just lose the ability. So I think anything you can do, that is just the
I think though,
worst, though.
if
It's
for
so
like a
painful.
day race, it's not so bad. But when you're doing it day on, day out, I had to have wet wipes in my front pocket to. I had to wipe myself because I knew that that literally could put me out of the race. Because I've had it so bad before. So for me, the hygiene down there was like the most important thing, as opposed to being actually like washing my armpits, my face and thing. So yeah, and I would just keep the wet wipes in my pocket. It was just gross, and then give them to Pete at the end of the day, and he would sniff them.
Oh,
Anyway.
lovely. They put them on OnlyFans. That's how you've afforded your luxury mansion in Frome.
Only pants.
Only pants. Nice. Anyway, the point was, is it bum do we all get our back sacks and cracks waxed to stop ourselves getting bum chafage? That was
You
my
can, but
specific
I
questions.
don't think it's the hair.
Do you not think it's the hair? But it's
No.
just, I think it's the sweat dripping down and then just
It's sweat and poo residue.
poo residue.
It is though. It's the same with the wee at the front because it's very acidic, your wee. And especially as the more you run, like I say, nappy rash in babies, it's basically the same thing. It's just this causing the issues.
Oh, fucking disgusting. Okay, that's all I've got to say about that. Poo residue would be a good name for podcast. One thing we haven't talked about is your
Wet,
race,
warm, and
your
hard.
wet, warm, and hard poo residue. What about your race then? Number
It
seven.
was good. I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I've never done that race before.
Because it doesn't exist. It was new.
And
It was a new one.
well, that's yeah, good fact. Good fact. I wasn't looking forward to was the bit, and it was like almost like school playing fields, you know, when it's been cut and it's that horrible, but it's quite long grass and quite stubbly,
You do at the start.
and yeah, the start where you run around, and
Oh,
I
yeah.
hate that sort of running, and it was 7 miles of around and in the forest and stuff. That wasn't too bad, but and it was quite up and down to start with. So I wasn't, and I genuinely, I stood in the start line thinking, this could go either way. I don't know what, if I'm, I don't think, I know from the training I've been doing that I'd recovered, but I was really struggling with my sort of tempo threshold sort of running. So my good sort of steady, hard running. Since TSP, I've not been able to, my heart rate's been very high for that, and I've not been running at the same pace as I did before. My top end speed, so my really short stuff, I was actually really, bless you,
Thank
really
you.
good, and actually got back and was actually doing some very good turn on that respect. But the longer, harder stuff I was really struggling at, which is sort of what the in terms of effort on some of the hills and stuff, really hard work, and it was really warm. But I decided to start. I know what my heart rate I could be running at, so I started, and like I think I was ranked 7th, and all those girls just went off, and I was like, okay,
And they
well,
were
that's fine.
girls.
Yeah, they were girls. Well, no, there was Sophie Biggs, who's another amazing athlete. She's in her 50s, and there was Anna, there was Imo, there was Imogen, obviously, who I knew would be going out hard anyway. She's a phenomenal athlete. Oh, hi.
Is that
Sorry,
Pete or is
Lenny's
it
just come in,
Lemmy? Oh, it's Lemmy. Of course,
and
the high-pitched, the happy look
it's
on your face. It
Lenny.
could only be one thing, the lemon puff. The
Yeah, no, I don't make me coffee, will ya?
Harry McClary from Donaldson's Dairy.
That's the one. Are you talking about Pete or Lemmy?
Both of
Because
them.
Pete's not hairy at all.
No.
Yeah, so I let them go, and I was, but I'm, I kept them in my sights like I like to do, because I like to watch how they're running, and I can get an idea
I
of
like to watch
how.
how they're running.
No, because I like to, I can see how well they are, like how good they feel by the way they're running and the way they're running up the hills, and I can gauge like if they're going to be able to pull away or not, and that's what I did. So I gauged and I looked at them and I was like, no, I'm fine where I am. I'll dawdle out here for a bit and then I'll push on when I need to and see how I
Dawdle.
feel, and
It's not
that's
really
what I did.
dawdling, though,
So
is it?
yeah, it
Me and
went
my
really,
sister
really
were
well.
talking about people like you on fucking holiday. A quick jog. Or like easy jog. Five 45-minute miles. I'll dawdle.
Bimble,
You weren't really dawdling, though, were
I'll
you?
bimble
Yeah, you weren't
like.
really dawdling,
Well,
though, were you?
actually, no. For the first 5 miles, I was the one at the back. They all went off hard, and I stayed at the back. And I was like, "No, Holly, just you know
The
what you can
back.
do."
Went
And
the
then,
back. It wasn't really the back, though.
oh no, all right. I was fifth or sixth woman,
That's not the back.
so I was like, "Yeah, that's fine." Well, you know what I mean? The back of the in my
The back of the
rankings. I like to
chasing
think of rankings. So
pack.
my aim. My aim was to beat my rankings because I was convinced that I could beat my rankings, but equally I could have just DNF'd. But I did actually at 20K have a bit of a calf cramping warning,
Ooh.
which was a bit scary because I thought, oh shit, have I gone off too hard now? But I managed to stop that by doing. Here's a bit of a tip: if you feel like you're going to get cramp, just start weaving, running like this.
Yeah.
So like. If anyone's watching, like a snake,
Yeah, like I said, you're on a
and
slalom, like you're
just
skiing.
change your foot and like your gait, running. I was doing. There was quite a big long road section at that point, and that's when I started to feel like I was going to cramp. And I was like, "Oh shit!" And it wasn't until I finished that I found that everyone was cramping, so it wasn't just me because I thought it was me. But yeah, I think Rye Webb in the field just before the finish got like a shotgun cramp because there's a big descent. And he fell over and had to be
Rye Webb's always falling over. Something's always happening to Rye Webb, I swear to God.
he fell super hard apparently and then had to like crawl into the finish. So, I thought, okay, so everyone had those issues. But yeah, it was a really good race and I just felt yeah, properly. I felt really pleased because I didn't know how it was going to go and it went better than I expected. So to come second was like,
Fucking
yeah.
smashed it,
It
mate. Yeah, in your
was
face,
really good. Loved it.
youngsters.
In your
Fucking hell,
face.
young people. Oof.
Rank me seventh.
There's a couple of young people on the race I did at the Spine. One of them was called Jack, and he was 23. I just was like, what are you doing, mate? 23-year-old running 170 miles, 60 miles. What are you doing,
Yeah, I
mate?
mean, yeah, it's like get a bit faster on the shorter stuff first,
Or just
mate.
go and make some mistakes. Do some fucking,
That was a mistake.
you've got nothing to run away from. Come on, go and create some mistakes. Go and do, take some drugs.
Have
Be
a
that, be
tattoo.
more like that man on the fucking aeroplane with his bottles of Bacardi. Actually, don't, he was scary. That man was scary. Do
No,
you want a
don't,
question?
no.
Question?
Yeah, go on then.
That's me singing Beyonce while I fill. Okay, this is a good question.
Sure, someone's told you this before, but stick to running.
I'm an amazing singer. I did some really good singing on the Spine. I sang the whole of Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls going up the hill.
That's why you were on your own for the whole thing.
It was really good. Hippie Chick 100814. How do you
I
take
know her.
any feeling? You know everyone. How do you take any feelings of success from an event where things don't go to plan, or from a DNF? That was really bad
How
for
do
me.
you take the what?
How do you take any feelings of success from an event where things don't go to plan or from a DNF? So say that you have an event where things don't go to plan or a DNF.
Oh.
How do you take any feelings of success from that?
Oh, well, a little bit like you've just said about Gemma. I think that. Oh, and also I said that to someone the other day. Who did I say that to? Oh, that's it. John Shield.
Oh, yeah.
Shield.
Oh, well, let's talk about John Shield for a minute, because my opinion of John Shield has completely changed.
Exactly.
I was like, what a prick.
Absolutely.
Sorry, John. But I was like, he's ego man. He's going to pull.
Yeah,
He's going to pull. The
no.
minute he gets overtaken, he'll pull out. But no.
No.
What a fucking performance.
That is about what do you get, what successes do you get out from, oh, not failures, but actually it not going to plan. Like John was the favourite. He was out ahead. He had done Cape Wrath
He
not
had
that long.
8 miles. He was 8 miles in front of everybody else. Cape Wrath, he came second at Cape Wrath 3 weeks ago.
Which is when he said that, I was like, oh God, John. But
It's
I mean,
like a
he's
Bailey
experienced.
training plan pre-hockey stables.
It is, he has experience and he's done lots of stuff like that before, blah, blah, blah. He's done the spine, but he hadn't finished the spine before,
So
remember?
he's done the Arctic spine. He came second at the Arctic spine, but he's never finished. I think he's done
He's
a
not
few
finished.
bits and bobs. He actually did this challenge, the race I did last year, the North, but he did it. It took him 66 hours.
Yeah. So he was way ahead, blah, blah, blah. And then he just got into trouble. Anna went past. They were together for quite a while, which I thought was lovely. Hung out for a bit, and then she was just like, "Do you know what? You're holding back. Bye." So
Well, did
she
you
went
see them coming
on.
into Alston, the Alston checkpoint? They were together
Yes.
then, and she was like, "Hi, everybody!" And he just
I
was like a
know.
broken man.
She was like carrying him. It was like a, yeah, just like this old man
She's
she's
like dropping
found on
him
the
off at
train.
his new school for the
Yes,
first day.
it was like, yeah, I'll see you later.
Be
Or
brave,
maybe
be
not.
brave, big boy. I'll see you later.
Very nicely. And so he so that it was just an amazing story watching that, and then he and the fact that he powered on, and then they were I was on some of the I don't know if you've watched any of the spine episodes, but they were like interviewing some old some old guys, and they were like, "Yeah, John, yeah, I went past him a couple like yesterday." And it was like, it's just so weird because obviously he's the favorite and everyone was expecting him to win, and people were like, "What's going on?" So it was amazing to see him finish. And to finish, you know, so humbly as well, and stand there and talk about the race and, you know, his struggles, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I said on, I actually messaged him and I said, and on Instagram, and I said, this race, it just shows how your character, that you finished it despite being beaten by loads of people and being overtaken by Anna. But I said, it was your character. And it's also, I did say that this race will probably teach you more than anything, any of your other wins or any of your big races. This will be the thing that will teach you the most. And it's true. Like, it's like I've learned more from races that maybe the outcome wasn't what I wanted, or I struggled in the race and then got the outcome I wanted. I've learned more from those races. The perfect races, I almost don't remember. I remember, it's like, I always talk about like UTMB. I even talk about the European Championships in Barcelona, where the outcome at the end was amazing, like to come third Brit, but in the middle I had the worst time. I had the worst stitch, which I'd never had before. It just took me out. I just didn't know what to do. I'd never experienced that, and it was how I dealt with that. It's all those things I remember. I don't remember the perfect races. I remember the race
I had an
issues.
opinion about John Shield and the whole pain cave headwear thing that was not an opinion I had formulated based on nothing. A propos of nothing, of me being like, he's got ego, he's one of those guys, right? And I wholeheartedly apologize for holding that opinion because I thought he would pull. The minute he was overtaken by Anna, I thought he'd out, he'll pull. I spoke to Damien about this. Because he was still out there when I finished, right? I was like, would you pull? And Damien's like, I think I would. I think I'd find it. And he used the word humiliating. I think because you set the stall out and you're like, you know, everyone's talking about it. And then it doesn't work out the way you want. And everyone knows what's going on. And for some people, they would see that as a massive failure. But he kept fucking going. And I just think it's incredible how he did keep going. I haven't watched interviews. I haven't watched any of the YouTube videos because I can't because it's too much cringe. But at some point, I think I will. And yeah, I'd be really interested to see how he comes across. Like, you know,
Brilliant.
how does he come across well?
Really good. And he did say, and it was actually quite a good thing. He just said, also, it means, he said, and now I know the course. I know all the bits that are hard. And he goes, I know that when I come back next time, you know, and he's going to go for it. He knows all of those bits. And the other thing is, he said, I had so much time, because he said, I just couldn't move properly. I had so much time to enjoy everything around me. So I had some great conversations with
Enjoy
people.
everything around me. There's nothing to fucking enjoy.
He was like, I had some great conversations with people. I was able to, you know, actually talk to people, because he did have people around him. He wasn't on his own. He spent a lot of time with people. And he was like, and so it's actually really, he said, it's, you know, it's like a massively good recce for when he does it again. So good on you, John.
That's a really good, that's really helpful. And I think for hippie chick, what's her face? The whole point of all of this is, in my opinion, to learn something, right? So we're in constant development. We're in constant development. And If you're not going to learn something, you're never going to go and ex I don't or are you going to execute a perfect race? Because if I think if you get to the point where you're like, I've got nothing left to learn, you're in a fucking you're in a bad spot. Like, you never know everything about ultra running. And I learned a lot about myself. It's so funny how those rose tinted spectacles tip onto your face. Because there were points in that on that race where I was like, I fucking hate this. And this is the worst place on earth. This is fucking Mordor. Like, this is some of the night sections on night two. I just thought I was being chased by the fucking moon. Like, it was the noises. Like, I was hallucinating really badly. My feet were falling apart. I sat down on the floor at 2 o'clock in the morning trying to stick tape on them. But now I'm like, I've learned so much and I cannot wait to put that into practice on the winter spine. Whereas I sent you
Aren't we
messages,
weird?
yeah,
Think
going, I'm
it can
never
get
coming back here
fucked.
again. You were like, I've heard this before. I'm like, I'm never fucking coming back here ever again. I've got the voice notes if you want to hear them, guys. Like, but you, I think from whatever happens, if you don't hit those markers for your own success, you need to look at what has come out of it that is good. And usually that's learnings, right? You learn so much from this stuff that you can then put into place the next time. Like, for what we've discussed, I'm at 6 hours, 17 minutes of checkpoints. I could have taken that down definitely by 2 hours because all I needed to do was eat. I wasn't fucking about, but and I laid down and I had my feet done, but all I needed to really do was eat. So that's a really great learning. The other thing is, you're right when Holly's right when she says, this is what you came for. You came for this feeling. You came to battle through this. I can't do it. That you're not going to get that anywhere else. And part of this thing about being on the spine course is you're not going to get rescued. You have to keep moving because you can sit down if you want, but it's not going to take 8 hours before someone comes to get you. Then you're going to have to walk off the course. No one's coming. Like, there's no road. So, like, I think that's it. Hippie chick 00145692 or whatever your fucking name is. You
BBC.
take from it what you
It's
can
what you've
learn.
done. It's you.
That's that,
So
and that is
cool.
a massive success. Like, are you still alive? Success. Like, have you still got both feet? Success. Like, are you able to enter another race? Success. Like, it's pretty fucking easy to go, oh, everything is shit, but it's not easy to go, well, I can find tiny wins within this. And you can find tiny wins within everything. Holly, Gemma, even with her DNF, has found absolute peace. She found absolute peace. She knows it's okay to not finish a race. That's absolutely fine. If you don't finish a race, nothing fucking happens. If you win a race, nothing fucking happens. My life's not changed. Like, it means nothing to anyone. Like,
I'll say also though, when you say this to people as well, it's like I do think that's why you also do need to choose your race, challenge, whatever it is, wisely. Because if you're doing it because you think someone else, you think you should do it, or you think someone else has told you to do it, or whatever, it's going to be easier for you to not succeed because you've already got those things in your head of like, I'm not really that interested. It really has to be something that you're really like, this actually excites me, this fires me up, or it's a place I love, all of that sort of stuff. Because my DNFs that I've had have been, and there haven't been many, but they've already been negative in my mind because they haven't been right. And it's easier for me to give up, and it will also make you feel shitter when you do give up because nothing about it felt good anyway. So if you're doing like the spine for you, it's like Damo and the Pennines, it's like engraved on his butthole, isn't it? It's like he loves it.
But he's
And
always
so
said he never wants to get to the point where he hates it. So he's like, I'm going to leave
exactly.
that because I don't want to get to the point where I hate it. So he might do something in the winter, he might not. He might go back and do the winter, he might not. He might give the summer a go, he might not. But he's like, I don't ever want to hate that route. So I'm going to give it the respect it deserves and the space that it needs. And like, he's thinking about doing other things like that he's not done
Exactly.
yet.
It's something that excites him.
Yeah, and same with me. Like, I want to do things that excite me. Like, I'm looking for a really long thing to do that excites me. And it has to, like, when I DNF the Beacon's Way, I'd already run it earlier in the year on the Wild Horse. I'd already fucking done it. So I'm like, why am I here doing this again? It doesn't excite you. And if you can have that set of, like, I'm here for these reasons, and the reasons aren't finish it, win it, come top 10, come this in my age category, beat my time from last year. If the reasons are, I'm on an adventure to see where my limits are, or to see what happens, or to see this part of the world that I've not seen before, the part of the world that I love. Those things, you're more likely to come out of it feeling like you've had a successful time. And I always say to people, fucking stop using things that aren't out of your control as measures. Like, finishing it, it's not in your control. it's not in your control. So if you use that as a measure of success, you're fucked. Because you could roll an ankle in the first mile. There could be an act of God. There could be a fucking thunderstorm. The race could be stopped by the race director. There could be a flood. Like, that means you've not finished the race. So does that mean the race was not a success? No. It was out of your control. Only have the things that are within your control on your list of successful tick boxes. You will always have a nice time. And the rest of it is just an outcome. That's it.
I'm going to remember all of these and I'll tell you this at one of your next races.
Oh yeah. What's your next race?
Ham and lime, one of my faves,
Ham and
actually.
lime. Ham and
So,
lime.
this is the thing. So, it's like, oh,
Ham and
yeah, I
lime.
love that race, ham and lime. Dave runs it, which means it will be probably massively chaotic. We'll all
Is
get
that
lost.
food based? So is it like jambons and citrus fruits?
We start ham and we get
A ham.
lime cordial at the end. No, it's Ham Park, Ham Hill. So it's the 100K that I've always done. I've done it twice. That's how much I love it. I never go back to races normally, not that often. Ham and Lyme, which starts in Lyme Regis, you run to Ham and you go back again. So it's out and back, which isn't
Ooh.
normally my style. But you've got the 50K runners, which I'm doing this time, who
Yeah,
start
I
and
love
you meet
50K.
them.
Oh, you love 50K.
Yeah, well, I don't know, actually. It's hard, 50K. You have
Yeah,
to
I
run,
know.
for me, you've got to run it hard, you know?
I want to go and do the Beast of Langtok.
Yeah, that's limitless, right?
Yeah.
When is that?
16th of August. It's the day before my birthday, guys, if you want to send nice things. I just want to do it
Right.
as a test for Dragon's Back, because it's the same sort of distance for a day,
You're
but it's
just
not as
throwing this in
much.
here so everyone can hear.
Yeah.
I see. Right, we'll talk about this off air.
Okay.
And I know what you're up to.
We won't talk
Yeah,
about
so
it.
Ham
I'm
and
just going to
Lime, and
book it.
that's a week Saturday.
Oh, that's luscious, isn't it? What a luscious
Can't
thing
wait.
that will be. Have you got anything else to tell me? Oh, my feet are really itchy.
It's because the skin's drying and it's falling off.
Yeah.
A bit like your face.
Well, my face is fucked. Why can't I come out from holiday looking nice? I always end up with loads of spots where, like, it just doesn't agree with the sun. I don't know
Oh,
where the
no,
sun.
that's just your body just going, fuck you, after
Yeah.
running all that far and it's just getting rid of all the crap.
Yeah.
What's on your t-shirt?
Shark attack.
Oh, my, Pete would love
I
that.
love
He just,
sharks.
he loves
Shark
being.
attack.
Anyway,
Sorry, that's not
no,
very good for
I.
listeners. It's a t-shirt with a shark's face on it.
What's next for you?
Beast of Langtok. No, I'm going to go to the Wet Lakes this weekend with Mel and Damien and Matt Neal. Matt Neal! And, oh, we haven't mentioned John Barton. I'll just give John Barton a mention so that he's had his mention in the podcast for no reason other than John Barton. And I'm going to go, and I need to, oh, I fucking need, I'm writing my second book. So I'm going to the lakes to help drive them around, cook the food, and write the second two chapters of the second book.
You're actually going to do that while you're driving around and hiking and
No,
cooking.
I'm going to drive, go home, write, and then I'm going to hike,
Oh.
write, and then I'm going to cook, write, and then I'm going to end up with two chapters to give to Auntie Kirsty. Auntie Kirsty. Otherwise, I'm
Can't you
going to.
just talk into a microphone or something like that, you
No.
know, record, like, no?
No,
Like
I
Murder,
can't do
She
that.
Wrote. Didn't she used
It's
to do
not a
that?
fucking romance novel.
Oh. Barbara
It's
Cartland.
an instructive manual on how to be a brilliant ultra runner. Or
Oh.
something like that. Anywho, it's called 31 Days, my new book, guys. If you're
28
looking.
weeks.
Sorry, it's called 31 Days Later. It's about my effort to do the Winter Spine, which took me 31 days. It's
Took me 31 days to do the winter span.
preemptive. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just trying to see if I've done everything that I said I would do, but I have done everything I said I would do, so that's good. This is a success. I have to
Amazing.
go to pick up Baby P from Skipton now.
I've got to do mile reps now. Can I just ask you one question? And I want everyone to hear this on the podcast. So, when did you finish the race?
Wednesday. Last
What day is
Wednesday.
it today?
Tuesday, the 24th of June.
Okay.
I finished
So
last
tomorrow is a
Wednesday,
week
a week
that
since I
you've
finished the
run.
race. That's a whole week off running.
I know. Now,
Let's go.
what?
Let's go. Let's go
No.
running. Oh.
No. When do you think you're going to go for a little run? This isn't a
Run?
trick
When you
question.
tell
It's
me
not a
I'm allowed to go
quiz.
for a run. I'm going to go out for a first couple of walks and hikes to the Lake District. I might run down a hill, but I'm not going to go out for a run. If
Good.
I do go for a run, it'll be like 1 kilometre long to test out
That's
what's going
fine.
on my feet with the
That's
dog
fine.
attached to me.
That's
But I know
fine.
you're going to put in a plan, aren't you? You're going to make me a plan. Yeah.
I'm not putting anything down on anything for 2 weeks, as in next Wednesday will be the next time I'll write anything down.
See you next Wednesday.
You
That's quite a long time off.
don't have to be off, as in you can joggy jog,
Okay.
but you're not doing anything.
Okay.
And even you say that though, but it's Tuesday today. You're going to the lakes and you're going to be doing walking, a bit of jogging. See how you feel. But like you said, you've got the dragon's back, which is fucking, a lot. Your
Do you think I can
body,
do the Dragon's Back?
I think you can. I mean, I'll be honest, it's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, most
I, for
people's
me,
worst
that
nightmare.
technicality and stuff is not my thing. It's not running. But I think.
The first 2 days are like you have to be fast hiking over that stuff. I have to be fast hiking because I'm not a sky runner, and there is bits of it. The Kyle Evar you can run over, but once you get to the Stone Horseshoe, you are fucking fast hiking because you've got like the Glidders, Triven. You're not fucking running over that.
So
Not
you
unless you're Simon
basically
fucking
have
Roberts, and
to,
I'm not Simon Roberts, so.
you just have to work to your strength, and those will be your strength, and you'll know that you've got to
Oh, do you
understand
know
your
what
weakness.
I used on the race that I never usually use? Poles.
Poles.
The
Exactly.
poles. God fucking bless the poles. Thank you for the
And that's
poles.
what I noticed as well. I think we had this conversation a year or something ago, was after that arc. It was really noticeable, even in then, you should have had poles.
Oh, the poles. I didn't even put the poles away. I took them out at Middleton. I did not put them away. They didn't get
Yeah.
folded up. They didn't get put away. They were fucking
Who else do
brilliant.
you think use poles?
And the
Not at
trig.
the spine, but the South Downs Way.
Holly.
No.
Lucy Gossage. Do you know what Lucy
Use
Gossage's
poles the
stopping
whole
time was
way.
at the. Do you want to know what Lucy Gossage's stopping time was at South Downs Way?
What? Zero.
9 minutes, 18 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I watched all of her checkpoint stuff as well that she put up there, and her crew did as well. I can't remember what his name is.
Tom.
That's it. And it was she's a bit like, go, go. And
Yeah,
it's like, it's
scary.
insane. Yeah. But she used
Scary.
poles, and that's one big thing they said. Obviously, Julia didn't use poles. It was Julia's first 100. She did amazing. But it was really interesting to see that. And yeah, so I think you'd like to say you with the Dragon's Back anyway, it's you're not gonna be using poles over those sections, but
No, but for
it's about,
the rest of it, I will.
yeah, it's about just knowing what your wheelhouse is, and you're gonna have to the rest of the stuff you're just gonna have to problem solve and get over it. So we'll see.
Basically, Holly's saying I'm on my own for this one because she's not really interested. She'd rather I went and did a 50k.
Fucking hate the Dragon's Back, I don't understand it.
Okay, brilliant. Good.
But good luck.
Thank
Just eat,
you. Yeah. Good to know I've got your support.
All I'll
Thank you
do
so
is like
much.
it, like for everyone, is you just need to be fit. Fitness,
I
fitness.
am!
Exactly is what I mean. But you're getting better and better, and being fit and being fast, fit and fast, is will get you as far as you can go, and which is everywhere. If you look at any of the guys running Western States this weekend, which is super exciting,
Oh, is that this weekend? Good, that's a replacement
yeah,
for
it's this
Glastonbury in my
weekend.
head.
All of those guys, it's all down to they're doing marathon, hard marathon training,
Yeah.
and that's where, because if you're fit, you can run at a very a fast level at your threshold, and with a lower heart rate, then that will get you everywhere. And this is the difference with ultra running now, and people are realizing that you have to do your speed work. Do not let neglect your speed work, and yeah, and it will get you far, like you're witnessing with you.
It does
So
get you
that's
far. I
a
can't wait to get back to speed work. I can't wait. I actually can't wait because now I know how important it is and what difference it makes. I can't wait.
And it's also the mental thing, because it reminds you when you're doing the hard stuff. It's like, fucking hell, I banged out 6 by a mile or whatever you did the other day, or you banged out a 10K PB in training. And it's like,
I
that was
forgot about that
hard.
5K job that I've got to do.
I was going to just pop that in there, but yeah, we do have a 5K wager to put down. I'll ask Amy when you're in town again.
I don't want to do it with you. You're
But you
shouting at
will.
me.
You'll love it. It's literally like 20 minutes of me, you running behind me, like really close, taking the back of my heels off, and then just get used to me maybe screaming at you for the last K, and then you finish
No.
it, and maybe a bit of blood,
It will
and then you'll be
affect
like,
our
fuck.
friendship.
And then you'll be like, fuck
I think it will affect
yes.
our friendship.
No, and then we'll go and get cake, we'll get coffee, and you'll be really like coughing a bit because the blood will be in your mouth, but you'll be really. But it's 20 minutes and it's done, and you'll be like, oh my
Coughing.
God, I'm a 5,000 meter runner.
Yeah, I am 5,000. You should have seen me start that spine off, lead those boys up that hill. None of them ever
Put you
took
in
me. They were
some
too scared. Do
plated super shoes, and you're going to be like this.
you think the plated super shoes gave me the tendonitis?
No.
Oh.
No,
I
sitting in
can't
your arm.
wait. Good luck, Debbie Martin Casady at Western States this weekend. Good luck.
Of course, she's running, isn't
She's a
she?
Brit. Robbie Britton is going to be pacing and crewing.
Yeah.
I think my friend G-Law's going out there, you know. He's ginger. It's a recipe for
I haven't got
disaster.
any friends in Western states. I did last year, but none this year. So, but I'm just super invested. I'm got all my
Who are you
predictions down.
invested in?
I've got some wagers.
Have
My
you?
money, the men's winner. I'm not really sure about the women's yet. I've got to do a bit more of a deep dive. But my money is on Adam Petergod. Adam Peterman. That's my money.
What's this gonna happen
Not
to Coach
Killian.
Roach?
Anything could happen to him.
Hope he wears that purple.
Depends on whether he wears his heat suit for the first 20
Wants him to
miles.
wear that purple fucking shell suit he's been knocking about in.
Did you see he did a 20-mile heat suit run?
Yeah, I saw the other day he put that he'd been out for a jog and it was 8 miles and he'd been doing it 5 14-minute miles. I was like,
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Anything could happen. You know, he could podium, he could DNF.
he could die. He could explode. If he explodes, loads of tiny little unicorns will fly out of him into the ether. Like, he's a fucking alien. I reckon he's been made by Elon Musk. He's a test.
Yeah, I don't think he's real.
No, I don't think he's real either. He's Damien's coach. Some of this, and I reckon the stuff that he writes on Damien's plan, it's like he's the AI bot. Great job.
Well,
Awesome. Amazing. You're great. Amazing.
I don't.
Awesome. Brilliant job. Okay, great. Respect your body. I love you.
You're awesome.
Oh my God, an app with David Roach just going, "You're great, I love you." That would be good, wouldn't it? Do
You
you
think
know
he does his
my friend
plan with AI?
my friend Lawrence sent me a message from David Roach before the spine, and he basically got an AI bot to send me a message in the style of David Roach, and it
Oh,
freaked me
awesome. In his
out.
voice.
Yeah, in his voice, it freaked me out. It was
So it
telling
was
me to
actually
take
him.
150 grams of carbs an hour, and that I should be eating
Have
snorting
you got that
bicarb.
message? Can you send it to me? I want to. Oh, God, send it to me.
Should I put it in the podcast at the end?
Yeah.
I'm going to put in a message from AI David Roach right at the end of this for all you guys that need it, and you can remember it and you can keep it.
He is getting
Like,
some mega trolling, though. You know, he's got like 120 pages of on Let's Run about him.
yeah, but he's
And Let's Run
fucking.
is a really horrible
I'm
forum, by the way.
sorry, and I know that people don't ask for it, but he does ask for it.
His YouTube videos are just a car crash. It's like watching someone trying to abuse themselves online
Yeah, I
and
think we will look
share it
back on this
all.
and be like, oh wow. It would be like how we look back on us taking the piss out of people that couldn't sing on Britain's Got Talent or Russell Brand. We'd be like, it was happening in plain sight and nobody stopped him. That's basically what will be happening.
You know what's going to happen, though? He's going to win and then he'll be more
No, he
unbearable.
won't win. Oh, imagine if he won.
That's what I
It
mean.
would be unbearable. Imagine if he won and then went to get his trophy wearing that purple fucking shell suit.
With a bleeding penis
Yeah.
from penis chafe, because he gets that a lot.
Yeah,
I
it's
mean, that's
probably because
another
he's shagging
thing.
his missus on the course.
Hello, I am David Roach. Our mutual friend, a great guy, maybe the best ultra runner, my favorite athlete, John Kelly, told me you are racing on Monday. Tremendous news. First off, huzzah. I'm so excited for you, Allie. The Summer Spine Race North awaits, and you're going to absolutely rock it. You've trained for this epic adventure, and now it's time to let that enthusiasm shine. You're a rocket ship on the trails, fueled by joy and maybe 200 grams of carbs an hour. And if any tummy troubles dare show up, toss in a bit of bicarb and keep going. Nothing's stopping you. This race is your canvas to paint an unforgettable story. You've trained hard and persevered through highs and lows, and now you get to shoot your shot. Embrace the challenge because tough moments are where the magic happens. When you're trekking through the dark or slogging up a climb, imagine a herd of magic unicorns from the Pink Pony Club trotting alongside you, cheering your name. We're all out here in spirit, yelling our heads off and throwing confetti at every checkpoint. Remember, no matter what happens out there, whether you're sprinting like a cheetah or power hiking like a determined tortoise, you're already a champion in our eyes. Your courage to take on this wild adventure is a victory in itself. So keep that head up, keep that Allie smile shining, and let your love for the journey carry you forward. Now go out there and run like the wind. Have the time of your life and make spine-tingling memories. See what I did there? We believe in you and couldn't be prouder. Huzzah! You've got this, Allie. Let's do this.
I'm pretty sure he won't listen to this podcast. But if he does, he can send me
Hi,
a
David.
message about it.
We
And
love
also,
you. Love you.
I think hopefully by oh no, I'm just watching John Kelly on the Appalachian Trail, his feet just falling into bits. His feet are
Oh.
just gonna be two meatballs, cloven hooves.
Oh, no, this was the bit that I have to close out with, is that another name for the next film that you make.
The next film I make.
Your next film, it's going to be called Toes Like Exotic Dog Treats
Yes.
as
That's my
well.
next
Brilliant.
book.
I was just crying. I sent that to Damon. I was like, you deserve a medal for that podcast.
He deserves a medal for going out with me, to be honest.
But he did
Did.
say, even in that state, she is still the funniest person I know. How sweet is that?
Oh, he's such a nice man.
You know, even in that state.
Hey, Damo, I love you.
And then you called him, you said something like, it's because you've got a stupid little man brain.
Yeah, he has though. But he knows that, so that's okay.
Oh, brilliant.
But he is handsome in some lights. Did you
Yes,
see
that was the other
the
thing.
last thing I'll say is if this has got nothing to do with the podcast, which is funny. Emma Stewart's dog pulled out a fleshlight from the canal the other day and wouldn't let it go.
I saw that.
A big latex vagina and wouldn't let it
I
go.
saw that. I thought it was a latex cow's
No,
hoof.
it wasn't. It was a latex vagina.
I thought it was brilliant.
Why
I
don't
thought it
people
was
end
brilliant.
up throwing those things in the river? My sister went, yeah, I saw a massive dildo in the pond, in the Brecon and Monmouth Canal the other day. Why do people throw them into the river?
Oh no, I fully expect that in Wales. But I when I would have picked it up. Those
Sorry,
things
all to
cost a
our
lot of
Welsh
money.
listeners.
I would have that those things cost a lot of money. I'd have got that and given it a good old hose down and put it on Vinted or eBay or
I was
something.
like, put
That
it
latex
where?
vagina.
You shouldn't have given it a hose down.
The David Roach. He'd love it.
Yeah, he
The
probably
latex
would love it.
vagina.
Yeah, he would love it because it would probably help. He could stick it on when he got chafed and just run with it on. Could protect like a sheath. This has taken a turn, this
I'm so
podcast.
sorry, everyone, listeners. This is not normally our style, but
John,
Ali's
if you're
really.
listening, keep going. I don't think he will be listening. He has listened to this podcast. Love you, John.
And Ali's existing on like 3 hours sleep. This is what happens to her. She just goes into
I'm
and
going to
she
drive
look.
to Skipton now and have a cake and a coffee with Auntie
Oh,
Kirsty and pick up the love of my
gosh.
life, baby P. But I love you, and thanks for talking to me, and I will see you soon.
Cheerio.
Thank you for listening to the Running Won't Save You podcast. If you have got 2 seconds, or maybe a bit longer, maybe a minute, can you head over to Apple or Spotify and give us 5 stars, please? We don't want to hear all the things you don't like about the pod, just the good stuff. We'd also encourage you, while you're on the internet, to go and check out Reaction Collective. Reaction Collective are a collective of wonderful human beings who are striving to make things a little bit better environmentally for everybody. They fix everything from tents to t-shirts, and they have an amazing collective. So go to have a look at Reaction Collective, Google it, you'll find it. Pre-Love Sports. We also support them. Pre-Love Sports sell secondhand kit, and they collect good quality secondhand kit to sell on as well, which encourages the circular economy of running. Into Ultra are an amazing charity who help people getting into the sport because it is very expensive, as we all know. So they're a great company to be part of, great charity to get involved with. Just Google Into Ultra to see how you can help. And finally, our favourites, the Green Runners. If you're not a member of the Green Runners, then why the hell aren't you? It's easy to pledge. It's only £2.50 a year. And you can wear the same badge as Jasmine Paris, do a bit of virtue signalling. Thanks to all of our friends, and thanks to you, the listener. We will see you next week.